RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is Sam, Greg, and Noel on this day after, 26th day of December. Thank you for letting us be a part of your mornings and for the morning shift. As we start another hour, good morning, Georgia.
Morning.
And a good morning to all y'all out in Lithia Springs.
Okay. Is that?
Pardon?
Where?
Lithia Springs.
They're getting a new school.
Oh, wow.
I bet they're happy about that.
They're getting a new building.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. You know why he's doing this?
Why?
Today was the day it started. Today was the day the Flamingo Hotel opened in Las Vegas. If you don't know the backstory, this is the guy who started this. His name is nowhere to be seen in the city. And if you want to believe all the reports and blah, 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 but Ben Siegel, otherwise known as Bugsy, along with the help of his buddy Mickey Cohen and some other folks, and the infamous Virginia Hill. You don't know about Virginia Hill with this story. You need to go look it up. Virginia Hill is the woman who was actually, or allegedly, skimming off the top there and helping Bugsy with that stuff. And you don't want to upset Meyer Lansky and Lucky Luciano. And so, you know, there you
don't
go.
Don't want
to
do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, these are names you do not want to upset. You know, it's funny. I've been to the Flamingo.
You have?
I saw Toni Braxton at the Flamingo.
Did you?
Really?
I did, indeed.
Did you take some money from the Flamingo, by the way?
No.
I'm not
the gambling type.
You didn't do that.
I used to go for, because Vegas is a different place now, but I was going for the shows and the all-you-can-eat seafood buffets. That was Vegas for me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
I go to Vegas like a retiree.
So you don't stay on the strip. You stay about a mile off. I used to stay about a mile off where the whole Hard Rock was. That's where I got married.
Oh.
I got married across the street from where the Hard Rock was. I was put up in a place by VH1 for an event they had called Fairway to Heaven. And it was kind of like what goes on at Lake Tahoe every year. You got musicians, you got athletes, and they go out there and play golf.
Right.
So they did it then in VH1, televised it. This is where I had that encounter with Bill Murray that I tell the story
about
I shake hands with everybody and introduce myself, because I met Bill Murray and he put his hand out and he introduced himself like, he don't need to introduce himself. That's Bill Murray. That's why I'm coming over here, right? Because I know who you are. But when he did that, that stayed with me. And I thought, if he can do that, now that I'm dipping my toe into little things, you know, Beauty and Black and Red One, that when people recognize me, I always stick my hand out and I introduce myself. Thank you very much for watching, blah, blah, blah. But we stayed at a place called Alexis Park, which was across the street, and it's still there. And it was the first time I ever stayed in a place. It was like this long gated resort hotels of hotel rooms, and they were all lofts.
Really? Mm.
They were loft rooms, right? And halfway up the stairs, they had in the staircase carved into it a jacuzzi.
Oh, wow.
For like two people. So as you walked up, you could literally sit down.
Right.
And have a whirlpool.
Okay.
Before you go up the rest of the stairs to your bedroom. That was the coolest thing in the world.
Interesting.
All right.
When I, you know, proposed and we were thinking about where we're going to do this, both of our fathers lived in Florida. And we went through some stuff I went through as I was planning this, because she'd already been married, so the deal was, all right, I'm going to plan this wedding. You can look for, you know, ring or whatever, but I'm taking care of this. And we had to jump through all kinds of hoops as far as her, where her father went to church and where my father went to church, and they wanted to talk to us and interview. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And because she'd been married once, they wanted to know, well, how are the kids, you know, going with this? I was like, you ain't getting that deep into my, you know, my thing. I don't need to go through this. So we decided, you know, I'm going to back up 10 yards and punt. And I just said, let's go to Vegas and do this, and we'll bring some people out there. And that's where we did it. So the whole point of this is that we stayed on the Strip and had our festivities there, but I had never been to the Flamingo Hotel before, and that was when I first discovered it. And walking over there, we passed this little alleyway, and Tracy saw that there was an In-N-Out Burger down this thing. And I like, she wanted to get in on. So that's, there's our Vegas trips. It's for the honeymoon, I mean the wedding that we had there and other events, and then we got to go to In-N-Out Burger, which I can't stand. I think it's overrated.
My mother said the exact same thing. I'd rather have Steak and Shake. I was like, you know, we're trying to have experience, ma'am.
Yeah, really. That's the thing.
In San Francisco, we're trying to have an experience.
I will not.
I did not disagree, but we're trying to have an experience.
All right, so it is overrated, right?
I was like, it was all right.
Thank you.
It was all right.
Have you ever had Sam?
What? In-N-Out? Oh, yeah. That's good.
It's good.
It's just, well, right. I did. We're going. We took pictures and everything. It was cool.
But it's just,
I was on
all
a road
right.
trip. I was on a road trip with Georgia State basketball. We're out in California. And they won. They won the tournament, and so we went and
right had a little experience.
Yeah. See, and this ain't an East Coast bias. I think that those people in LA, the West Coast folks that get things that are really sort of part of east of the Mississippi things, when they get one that's okay, they think it's the best. You bring that hamburger mentality east of the Mississippi, then you can find 100 places that are better than that joint.
And that's why they not east of the Mississippi.
That's
for
right.
You.
They got to stay out there, and that's fine. You go on out there on the other side of the mountains and sell your burgers.
I've only had In-N-Out one time, and it was the first time I had ever been to California, which was a while ago. But I feel like if a place is supposed to be as good as In-N-Out is supposed to be, I feel like I would have remembered it, and I don't even remember like remotely what it tastes like. So
you guys are making my
point.
What
I did remember was the time I went to Fatburger. Now, Fatburger,
that's different.
That was the first place I went to that had you can get an egg on a burger. I said, you can get an egg on a
burger.
Yeah, that's a British thing. Yeah.
Ooh, egg on a burger is goated.
Is.
All right, well, let's go to this right now. Where's the first time you had an egg on a burger? Where was that location?
In college, actually, at my...
What city?
West Georgia.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's alma
three
mater,
of them.
Alma mater.
All three? That was the first place you had one, though?
Three of them on one show.
They
crazy.
They weren't serving them when I was down there, but you...
Yeah, the little food hall, like little lunch where you can get, you know, the different stuff. They'll make you a burger, your own personalized burger, and I had to get an egg on that thing, and it was delicious. Changed my life.
It's regular now. I'd never
A life-changing burger.
Life-changing burger.
You could put that on a billboard or something, and you work through something with that.
That's actually not – there are foods that do that to people.
Sometimes,
Life-changing food. The people – I hear that all the time. The folks that come to Chicago for the first time and have a deep dish pizza. I don't understand why deep dish. You should have got a tavern, but that's life-changing. First time you have – some seafood, like crab cakes. I had crab cakes a million times, different ways in Chicago. I went out to Maryland with Tracy, and it's like a lot of crab in it. most of the ones I had was all breaded up and everything.
Like, whoa.
This is like crab was popping out this thing. I was like, ooh.
Like, that's a crab cake.
That's a crab cake right there. So,
yeah.
Anyway, we have, again, welcome to the Greg Rabbit Hole. Let's bring us back up to this show. Sam and Greg and Noel, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mr. Crenshaw. What's more important about what's happened locally or what we should keep an eye out for what's around the corner?
Now, I got a couple of things. And then I'll get into these last high school rankings, and that's going to make some people, you know, a little upset. But we'll get into that in a minute. this high school tournament time, right after the holiday, we get back into the holiday tournaments. Had a couple of big ones that finished up earlier this week. The Deep South tournament was going on over at Brookwood. The Brookwood boys were winners. They beat Archer 61-52. Congrats to them. The Grayson girls, who are undefeated, beat the Brookwood girls 56-52. To 43, so they are the Deep South girls champions. Nearland was happening up above the lake up at Cherokee Bluff High School. Cherokee Bluff girls, 54-45 winners over Chesterfield. And the Gainesville boys are undefeated. I think they are 13-0 right now, I believe they are. The basketball version of the Red Elephants, 74-56 winners over Cherokee Bluff. Starting tomorrow in Marietta. The Lemon Street Classic takes place at Marietta High School 3 days, Saturday, Monday and Tuesday. And they got teams coming from all. They got Savannah High. They got Blythewood coming from South Carolina. But then for local teams, you got Sandy Creek playing. You got South Atlanta playing. You got Cherokee playing. Thurl's going to be there. Mays, Carver, Columbus. North Atlanta's going to be playing there. Sprayberry, Griffin. That's just on Saturday. So, oh, buddy, we got all kind of different teams. Tift County, your folks are coming up, Greg. The folks from Tifton are coming. Walton's going to be playing over there. Riverwood's going to be there. And that's coming up. Etowah and Lakeside, that's on Monday. Tuesday, North Clayton's going to be up there. Walton's playing. Peach County, the Fighting Randy McMichaels. They're coming all the way up here from Central Georgia. Houston County's coming. You want some high school basketball with some of the best programs from the area and the state. They're going to be out at the Lemon Street Classic. That's at Marietta High School Saturday, Monday, and Tuesday.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Now, to these final rankings, and different people got different rankings. Max Prep got a different one because they put Buford up at the top in number one, especially number one for his public school.
Oh.
And then we look at Buford number one. All right, now, you know, our friend Jeff Fisher, who we have on from time to time with us and Greg, and we always get up to him when he has his top 300, and he almost never puts the Georgia school up at the top of this thing. And I got to give him credit during the course of the season. He put Grayson up in the top spot.
He did.
He had Grayson as number one.
Number one.
You know what I mean? But Grayson didn't make it to the state championship game. Buford did. And, of course, Buford ended up beating Carrollton in an exciting, thrilling game. But he put St. Thomas Aquinas up one. So he has Florida. He's got Bishop Gorman two. That's Nevada. He got Santa Margarita from California at three. And got Buford is at number four in the final power ranking that he has for the for High School Football America, his 300. He has Buford at number four, has Carrollton at number 12, has Creekside, which, you know, is the only, I found out, is the only only school from the state of Georgia that beat a ranked team from outside of the state. They beat DeSoto out of Texas. I think they hung 70 points on DeSoto, which DeSoto finished 30th in Texas, but Creekside finished perfect 15-0 season, finished 25th. Grayson is at 26, so those are some of the teams finishing in the top 300 ranking. Got Thomas County Central. They're the ones who beat Gainesville for the 5A championship. Mm-hmm. They have him at 47, and Gainesville is at 56, Langston Hughes 57. So those were some of the schools from the area ended up ranking in the final 300 poll. Shout out to Jeff Fisher and High School Football America.
That's a good amount of kids. That's a good amount of schools in the top 100.
Yeah. Like, absolutely. We're doing some work. We're doing some work down here.
Indeed. We all know how Georgia feels about their football. And true to form, they were up there with the Texases and the Californias of the world, because that's what makes college football go around.
And so things happen. And also what's bringing those recruiters down here, right?
That too, yep. Mm-hmm.
They bring the recruiters, and they come down here and they bring their wallet. They bring their wallets with them because, you know, they want the guys to come and they know what they have to do these days.
They bring the very nice pen and the wallet.
Yep, yep.
I liked it better when you talked about the bag man, but honestly.
No, the bag man put the bag man out of business.
Are they going to put a statue of the bag man in the Hall of Fame? Like, things that are now obsolete.
Right.
It needs to be his own section.
And put like a blinder around his section. You can't see his face, like Justice, that statue of Justice.
And put a real nice suit on it.
And have it like this.
Yep.
You just run.
This is the man.
Your suit kind of hanging out like Michael Jackson.
Okay. Played heavy role in recruiting down through the years, but now he's out of business.
This will be interesting up next. This is the first time done on this side of the glass. Noel's World is up next. Sam and Greg and Noel on this day after Christmas, the 26th, and for the morning shift, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.